This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold wide-ranging talks with Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumaradesanayake in Colombo today to strengthen bilateral ties, especially in the areas of energy, trade, connectivity, digitalization and defense. Mr. Modi arrived in the Sri Lankan capital last evening for a three-day state visit to the island nation. Prime Minister Modi landed in Colombo to a rousing welcome as top ministers from President Desanayake's cabinet received him at the Bandra Naike International Airport. Mr. Modi is the first foreign head of the government to visit Sri Lanka since President Desanayake assumed office in September last year. Prime Minister Modi arrived in Sri Lanka after concluding his two-day visit to Thailand, where he attended a summit of the BIMSTEC Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multi-Sectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation in Bangkok. President Draupadi Murmu has given assent to the Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025, which seeks to regulate the immigration entry and stay of foreigners in India. This act repeals the Passport Entry into India Act 1920, the Registration of Foreigners Act 1939, the Foreigners Act 1946, and the Immigration Carriers Liability Act 2000. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will attend the closing ceremony of Bastar Pandum Festival in Dantewada district of Bastar Division in Chhattisgarh today. Bastar Pandum, that is Bastar Utsav, has been organized to revive the rich tribal art and culture of Bastar and bring it in front of the country and abroad. Mr. Shah reached Raipur last evening on a two-day visit to Chhattisgarh. He will review the anti-Naxal operations as well as discuss the future strategy by holding a departmental review meeting in Raipur this evening. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has emphasized that India is set to emerge as a global leader in innovation and technology-driven growth. Speaking at the second edition of Startup Mahakumbh at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal highlighted that the country is making significant strides into the world of innovation and will soon make a strong impact on the global stage. He noted that young India is eager and ready to capture the world.
We'll need to go global. We'll need to think big. We'll need to be ambitious. We'll need to experiment. We'll need to go beyond the boundaries of our own thinking. Let's not limit ourselves with the past. Let's explore the unknown. Wealth creation in the short run may happen with some of these conveniences. Par dukandari ka hi kaam karna hai hame ya vishwavyapi aur international scale ka Bharat ki pehchan banani. That, friends, is the choice before us.
Union Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav will be on a two-day visit to Tamil Nadu beginning today. During his visit, Mr. Vaishnav will visit Rameshwaram to oversee the final preparations for the inauguration of the modernized Pamban Rail Bridge. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to visit the state tomorrow to inaugurate the new Pamban Rail Bridge, India's first vertical lift sea bridge. The Prime Minister will also flag off a train and a ship from the road bridge and observe the operation of the bridge. Union Minister Vaishnav will board the train that Prime Minister Modi will flag off. National Maritime Day has been celebrated today to acknowledge the crucial role the maritime industry plays in India's economy, defence and trade. As part of this recognition, India is developing its first ever National Maritime Heritage Complex at Lothal near Ahmedabad in Gujarat, in line with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Virasat Bhi, Vikas Bhi. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will be leading a parliamentary delegation to the 150th Assembly of Inter-Parliamentary Union, IPU, set to begin at Tashkent in Uzbekistan from today. Mr. Birla will address the Assembly during the high-level segment of general debate on the theme Parliamentary Action for Social Development and Justice. In shooting, India's Shift Kaur Samra has clinched gold in the women's 50-meter rifle. Three positions event at the ongoing ISSF World Cup at Buenos Aires in Argentina. Asian Games medalist shooter Chan Singh secured bronze in the men's event. In IPL T20 cricket today, Chennai Super Kings will take on Delhi Capitals at 3:30 p.m. in Chennai, while Rajasthan Royals will face Punjab Kings at 7:30 p.m. in Chandigarh. Last night, host Lucknow Super Giants defeated Mumbai Indians by 12 runs at the Ikana Cricket Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.